I'm here at the Spiegel tent with Mickey Wynn. Mickey, I was travelling from Canary Wharf to London Bridge 2 days ago, and on my headphones was a tune. Can you make that connection for me?
Jubilee Line, is that? Yeah, a Jubilee Line I wrote when I was living in London, actually, and I wrote it standing on the platform of Finchley Road Tube. But then when I joined the Pioneers Band with John Entwistle, went over to America, and everyone thought I was an American, and I'd written Jubilee Line as an American in America. But no, it was written, you know, the secret's out now, folks. It was written on the Finchley Road Tube at Finchley Road.
As I was listening to that music, thinking about this interview, I was thinking, you're a man on the move, aren't you?
Yes, I am a man on the move. Where am I moving to next? Is that the question?
Well, no, just, I mean, the style of the music, you know, it's moving, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's got a real move in it.
It has a move, it has a real move to it as well. I mean, the style of music I do is kind of in the Americana category, yeah. You know, folk, bit of blues, bit of rock, but done very much from my perspective, which is the travels I've had, the upbringing I had in Liverpool, and going around the world playing my music.
And what's your connection, say, with being a solo performer and being in a band?
I enjoy being in a band. I mean, I've worked as a session guitar player for years and been around the session circuit, played in Abbey Road and various studios in New York, LA, Singapore, etc. But I enjoy being that and being a team player in a band, as I've done as a session player, but also enjoy being a solo artist because I'm writing my own songs, and now I've got a band that's playing with me rather than me, one man and a guitar. I've got a band, two people with me today, a few more who are going electric later in the summer, so I enjoy both.
We're outside a very old, lovely performance venue, the Bosco. You're about to play outside here.
That's right.
So just for people that don't know, getting into music, and I know you got into music quite young, according to your website, how do you sort of take ownership of a place like this and make it work? I mean, we're literally outdoors, you're arriving. How do you make this work for you?
Well, first of all, that would make it work is the good weather, so we're praying that it's going to be...
It's not going to rain.
The weather gods have spoken. But it's for me and the band, we really like the idea of playing outside a theatre on a porch. So outside of the porch, a couple of acoustic guitars, Greg might be playing electric as well, vocal harmony, very much in the Americana tradition of playing the blues, folk, some country, outside in the porch. So here we are on Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, folks.
And how do those songs make their way into your head?
Very good question. Sometimes they just pop in and the thing's written in literally 15 minutes. Other times they're popping through and then take a while to finish, and sometimes it can take years. So there's no one way it gets written. People ask me what comes first, the music or the lyrics. It depends. It depends. There's no one way, I find. And any writer will tell you that, I think.
Can you give me a little tour of your guitars?
Little tour of the guitars. Yeah, today I'm playing my... is this for the guitar techs in the audience? Today I'm going to be playing my Takamine FP340SC, which one of my Irish music heroes, Artie McGlynn, played for a while. And it's got a great projection. It's acoustic electric. Got a volume EQ on it. But I've also got a guitar I learnt on, which is a kind of family heirloom now. It's a Radiotone 1950s guitar from my dad, and he passed it on to me. He learnt on it, and he taught me on it as well. I've got a Fender Stratocaster electric customised, and I've got a Fender Telecaster customised, made by Dave Liddell of Q7 Guitars, actually, who's Paul Weller's guitar tech. And I've just bought a Yamaha 12 string as well, actually. But today, I think for the porch gig, it'll be the Takamine.
And as someone that goes into the studio and plays live, the thing I've heard a lot of music of different kinds over the years, is that quite often people will say, I saw him live and then I bought the CD, and the CD just wasn't the same as live. How do you ensure when you're in the studio that you don't lose whatever that quality is?
Yeah, it's... for me, the challenge is I like making great records. You know, I live to make great records for other people and my own solo career. I'm doing a lot of music for TV station at the moment, had something on David Attenborough's show in January. Paradise Birds, folks, if you look out for that on iPlayer. And for me, making a great sounding record is everything, and then the live performance is sometimes a lot to live up to if you've made a great record. So that's one of the challenges for me. Do we produce it exactly as we've done in the studio, or do we do a completely different version? And today I think we're doing a different version of the recorded songs. If people listen to my EP, I'm quite proud of that EP, Running on Empty. That's got some great moments in it as a record, and I'm looking to expand on and do the solo LP later in the year. But for me, the production values are really important in making a great record. How you do that on stage is another thing. But today we're going to do it acoustic guitar style in an unplugged kind of way.
And so for people that are going to rush down on this sunny day here down to the Spiegel tent, what characterises your music, would you say?
I'd say what's in me, really, which is a little bit of folk, a little bit of Irish, a lot of blues, a little bit of Liverpool, and an all-round love of music. So, you know, folks who come down here today will hopefully see people really enjoying their music and it coming across to them.
That was a cake in a shop window. You just have to have it. Yeah, that's Mickey Wynn. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you. Lovely.